Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette. Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone, back in the Whisperer's Lounge, season opener, season 9. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. We are about to even celebrate in September our 4-year anniversary in podcasting, and to birth a season 9 is just profound, and we're so honored to be back on the air, back in our home network here on Blog Talk Radio. Whispers, I know we have missed you over the spring break. I hope you all had a moment to get a little rest, catch up on episodes, and just to be refreshed and ready to dive in to our show today. I tell you, don't forget, you know, this is going to be a powerful discussion, but even what makes it even more potent and more powerful is if you have questions that are in alignment with our discussion, not a comment, not a share, but a real question, we encourage you to please call in at 516-595-8091. Again, if you have a question, not a share, not a comment, call in with your true question in alignment with our topic at 516-595-8091. But if you got that comment, you got that share, you got a point that you thought was just dynamic, you know Blog Talk Radio has our back. They always place a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes. So go on, drop your comments, drop your shares in there so we can monitor it, because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. So are you ready to lean into this season? Ooh, let me tell you guys, this season is all about the EGO, the ego. It's a big time player in our lives. It shows up in such different ways, and it even kind of manifests certain things that maybe we don't even expect. But you know what? Because of what we're going to do and how we're going to build this beautiful season out, I'm going to take my time with this, really get it right in the pocket where we want to be and have it just so, because I tell you, this is a powerful subject. So you know I love to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition. So just to get you back into the swing of things, you know it's no different. I'm going to start this episode off with a clear meaning and understanding, ego. Ego's a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Let me give you that definition again. Ego. A person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. See, Whispers, the ego, that elusive aspect of the psyche, has fascinated many, from philosophers, psychologists, even practitioners, for centuries. So you know that I'm a psychologist, and so literally this is something that has even fascinated myself. It's a complex and often misunderstood facet of human consciousness that plays a pivotal role in shaping our thoughts, our emotions, and even our actions. See, this season is going to delve into the depths of our ego so we can unlock the profound insights into our motivations, even the behaviors that we have, and ultimately, our path to personal growth and success. So, you know, all seasons and every season that we've gotten and that we've developed, it's always been a different aspect of ourselves that we have been nurturing. And I always tell you, when we nurture that, we really are taking care of it. We're pouring into it to develop qualities that we want. So we are really going to develop and nurture the understanding of the ego throughout this season of season 9, understanding ego. So I think that's the first place in space that we really want to tap into. We need to understand that ego. So to grasp that essence or of the ego, I think it's essential to recognize that it's not inherently negative, or it's not even inherently positive thing. Instead, it's a fundamental part of our identity. And some of you all may be like, what? Yeah, really, it's true. See, it's a fundamental part of our identity because it is encompassing our sense of self, desires, fears, perceptions of the world, even the perception of ourselves. And to go the goal, or to have it in a perspective, or that mechanism that safeguarding our self-image and maintaining a semblance of control over our lives, even that's where we have that kind of tug of war with inside of ourselves. But do you realize that if we leave the ego unchecked, it can also become a source of limitation to us, leading to distorted perceptions, conflicts. It can even be self-sabotaging in behaviors. And see, that's where we want to avoid. That's where we're going to develop the awareness that we're going to come into when we're understanding this beast called the ego. Woo! So by cultivating awareness, whispers, and understanding our ego, we gain invaluable insights into its workings, the influence on our lives, the impact that it makes on the connections that we have, or how we speak into those connections. And this self-awareness empowers us to navigate our inner landscape. See, that inner quality we got to dive deep into and delve into. So because the ego sits in a deep space and cavern within inside of us. And so when we're navigating that landscape, we have to be willing to do it with a certain clarity and purpose. So that means that we have to have a clear what? Intention. Because see, when we have intention, that has the clarity, aim, purpose, direction. As you all know, because we have learned that throughout the many discussions that we have together. So it's leading us to a profound personal transformation. And see, and that's a place in a space that many people want to get into or to really be able to sit in. So what does that all mean? All that means is that we must move with clear intention. That's what that means. So once we understand our ego, we can move through life with that guidance that we need, or that guided by authenticity and aligned with our deepest values. So, you know, I'm going to give you a few master keys in this discussion. So I tell you guys at certain points, like this is the point where you need to probably pin mark the episode, and it's just right here at the 8-minute marker, because we're literally going to be pulling into some deeper qualities and deeper aspects that we want to build upon. And you know that I give out master keys in most of our discussions, because why? Those keys allow you to open up the corridors, the hallways, the secret compartments of your hearts and your minds. But it also allows us to close out and get rid of things that are not going to benefit us, or that are going to taint our hearts and our minds. Or maybe we have to go into really secret places that we got to go and really remove certain things or certain baggages that are weighing us down that won't allow us to elevate. So that's why the master keys are necessary. So with the first master key, it's going to require effort on our part. And that effort is that we're going to be increasing our self-awareness. So just like if we're putting on body mass, and if any of you all know bodybuilders, for them to increase, they have to decrease certain calories. They don't start out with the heaviest weights. They start with the lower weights, and they increase that weight to really help them build their body. So in turn, for us to do the same thing, we understand the ego requires introspection, that deep look within ourselves, that full observation of our thoughts, the full observation of our emotions and the behaviors. See, Whisperers, through practices such as mindfulness in your meditation, or that powerful tool that I give you, which is journaling, or even through therapy, that one-on-one session with your therapist, you can cultivate greater self-awareness. You can discern between ego-driven impulses and genuine aspirations, making decisions that resonate with our true selves. So see, self-awareness is something that we even know from last season that we had to walk with that key. We had to be observant so we could really start to accept self. So in turn, when we're refining certain qualities, we have to be willing to sit in that introspective place and space, and that powerful word of life-giving is why. And what is motivating it? See, that self-awareness has us ask those deeper questions. That self-awareness makes us become more aware of the behavior that we're acting in. So it also would mean that we would have to shift and pivot into that second key. And that second key is none other than that emotional regulation. Now, feel the vibration on that. Emotional regulation. See, our egos, they thrive on emotional reactions, fueling conflicts, misunderstandings. It breathes in an energy of fire into certain things. But by developing emotional intelligence, we can learn to recognize and regulate our emotional responses, reducing the ego's grip on our actions. Sometimes when I talk about this, or I'm working with clients in that space and place of where it's an ego-driven emotion, sometimes I have them do certain techniques that will allow them to kind of get into a space and a sphere of seeing where that emotion is drawing from. Where is it stemming from, or how is it being birthed? And so sometimes such techniques as deep breathing or that cognitive reframing and empathy, it enables us to respond to challenges with an emotional reverence that is not so brass or crass. It gives us an evenness of mind and in our compass of how we deal with things. You know, in the pre-show, I talked about that emotional regulation, and I spoke about the powerful conversation that I gave on Clubhouse in regards to your emotions run or dictate you, or do you control your emotions? And many times people have their emotions that run them, and they are not in control of that emotion or themselves in that way. And so everything just boils over in such a hot-tempered or hot flash, where it just is stemming from every emotion that has never been validated or even controlled or even rewired or reprogrammed within that heart and mind. And so the ego is just stemming and brewing off of this, that's making it bigger and bigger, causing it to just drain every part of the relationships that you're being in, the connections that you're trying to make, the directions that you want to walk in. So then it even pulls away from that third element, the authentic self-expression. Authentic self-expression. See, when we understand our ego, that's when we really can embrace that authentic expression of ourselves without the need for external validation or approval. Authenticity liberates us from the constraints of societal expectations and ego-driven desires that allow us to pursue endeavors that resonate with our true passions and values. Have you ever noticed that when you go on social media, you could be following this A-lister or that A-lister, but they kind of mirror each other because, you know, they're trying to outdo the next person and they got the smoke and mirrors. Everything is great. They're balling out, but they got every kind of problem in the world. It's because there's no authenticity of self-expression, no authenticity in the space and place of regulation of emotion, no authenticity of self-awareness. So where's the governing on it? You know, I think about certain things and illustrations to help you connect, like governing. So my brother, he was a type of person that he had go-karts, he had those little ATVs and different things like this. And my brother is awesome. When he can work on a little bit of anything. He can make anything run. And he's just real smart, a smart person like that. But he had got this go-kart and everything, and he had worked it and everything, and he took the governor off the go-kart. The go-kart could literally go about in a go-kart. But see, he took the governor off of it. And see, and that's what happens when ego is driving and it has that force. The governor has been released. And so the authentic self-expression no longer comes in, but that reverence of heat starts to develop. That's how powerful it is. So by aligning our actions with our authentic selves, though, we get to cultivate a sense of fulfillment and purpose that transcends superficial measures of success. We don't have smoke and mirrors. We got real success. We're developing things that are giving birth and life to dynamic things. And we're not looking and checking and comparing and getting that ego, you know, bolstered. We are to have some ego, yes. We are. Because for you to do anything, and even for me to come in here and be able to sit behind this microphone, step out onto stages, conduct master classes, or give different discussions all over, or work with clients, I have to have a little ego to bolster myself to be able to do it, and much like many of you. You have to have some ego. You got to have some will and drive up in there too. I think this takes us into the parallels of uncontrolled ego, though. That's where we need to step into. So, Whisperers, you realize that on the flip side, right, failing to understand and control the ego can jeopardize our success in countless ways. Do you realize that if we don't control our ego, it leads to impaired decision-making? So, you know, when you think of impaired, you think of somebody who maybe have had one too many cocktails, and they're not capable, they're impaired, they're inebriated to a point where they're not even able to really go out and get behind a wheel. So same difference that unchecked ego often leads to impulsive decision-making, you know, acting without any forethought, speaking without any real check or sense, or how is it going to impact the person that you're speaking to. It's driven by desires for status, recognition, and power. Money, power, respect. Remember that song? And that was driven all by ego, money, power, respect. And it just kept that theme going on through that song the whole time. To almost like brainwash you into thinking that is what you are supposed to do. That's how your ego is supposed to be. You're supposed to pump yourself up in that way. But unchecked decisions may overlook the long-term consequences or undermine our well-being and relationships, ultimately hindering our success and fulfillment. So that's why you have to really weigh it out. It's just like when you put on a scale. And if that scale is not balanced correctly, do you actually get an authentic weight? Or maybe you go to a market and their scales are off, so you're being overcharged for certain things that you're purchasing. And you're like, oh, hold on a second here. This is not right. This scale isn't even at zero. Oh, sorry. You know, and they go to try to fix it and do something. You're like, no, take it to that one. And lo and behold, that one is so gravely different from the one they were weighing on. It's the same thing. On top of that, unfortunately, it also leads to strained relationships. See, the ego's need for validation and superiority can strain interpersonal relationships, fostering conflicts, envy, strife, resentment. But failure to recognize and transcend ego-driven dynamics can even undermine trust. It can undermine your collaborations. It can undermine mutual respect, which can hamper you professionally as well as personally, putting you into a chokehold and strangling life from you. And when we don't have control over our ego, it can lead to stagnation, resistance to even the little bit of change that we need to make. And see, the ego tends to resist change anyway and cling to the familiar patterns, even if they are detrimental to your very growth. The ego wants to hold on to it. It wants to keep it powerless. Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep you right here. You can't grow any further than here. This is where you belong. And this resistance stifles innovation, creativity, and adaptability, limiting our potential for success in a rapidly evolving world. That's some powerful stuff right there. Like, if this was, like, really a person, like, if we gave it an actual, like, reverence of a personage, we would not want to be friends with it. We'd be like, oh, no, I'll pass. Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you, but I'm going to go. Because that's how deadly and how ugly ego can be. But Whisperers, understanding the ego is not merely an intellectual exercise, but a transformative journey towards self-awareness, authenticity, and personal growth. Because by unraveling the complexities of our egos, we gain clarity of our purpose. We gain clarity even in our emotional aspects of our life. And it gives us the ability to navigate even life's challenges with dignity, grace, and integrity. Those are key elements in our life and in our span that we want to walk in. See, conversely, neglecting to understand and control our ego can lead to self-sabotage, interpersonal conflicts, and missed opportunity for growth and fulfillment. So let us embark on a quest to understand our ego. Let us try to develop the qualities that we need to really kind of bring this beast under restraint. And to move it in a way and in a sense that really can help us to grow, but not to really give it to a point where it will just stagnate and choke us out. I'm being told that we have a question in queue. You're on Whispers in a Bottle. What's your question?
Hi, Sonia. I'm a pretty good gardener. And one thing I learned was, to be a great gardener, I have to take out the weeds and also manage the garden so that weeds don't come. And so I was wondering how I can apply that skill set to managing and in many ways hopefully destroying the ego from arising in negative aspects.
I love that question. Thank you so much for calling in. You know what? That's a powerful question because a lot of times when we are looking at certain aspects of our life, right? And I love the analogy that he gave of being a gardener. So when we're trying to uproot certain weeds out of a garden, it's necessary for us to actually sit in that space and place of that self-awareness. So for us to be able to do that, what is it that we have to do? We have to increase that self-awareness. So we start to see the identifiers of those weeds because, you know, there are certain weeds that grow, and if you pull them at the wrong time, you actually will remove an actual flower because they mimic a weed. So we have to allow it to grow to a certain point so we can really identify what it is. And so once we get that identifier onto that marker, onto that cursor, everything that is there, then we can start to eliminate the habits. And see, most people don't realize ego has habits. Ego has personality traits, much like we as people have different traits. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example of that. So I told you guys once before that when I was out and I'm in a store and I was walking through the hallway or the aisles, my family actually could identify because, see, I had a tracer that really was bringing me forward into it. They could hear it because of the way that I placed my foot onto the floor and how my footprint, my footsteps are. And it's the same thing that we have those tracers of that ego inside of us that we have to start to be cognizant of. Now, does that mean that you're always going to get it right? By far not. Why? Because as I told you in so many discussions and so many of our sessions and different things that we do, you are perfectly imperfect and you will get that right each and every time. So even though we cultivate and as this beautiful illustration said, the garden. We cultivate that garden. We nurture that garden. We weed that garden. Still means weeds still grow there. Still means that we still have to go back and we have to go and mulch and we have to go till. We have to still go back and do the necessary work to uproot those behaviors. It's important, Whispers. We don't live in a one-and-done kind of place and space. We don't live in a one-and-done kind of heart-mind circumference either. So in turn, it is imperative that we constantly work on self. You have to be willing to check on yourself. It's just like if you want to get your health in check, you have to go to the doctor. That doctor gives you certain things that you must do. I will see you in 6 months to see where your progress is. It's just like when you work with me inside of the agency and I'm working with you on your lifestyle, relationship, holistic health and wellness, your wardrobe. We are doing checkpoints each and every time to make sure that you are maintaining. But if you're not doing that, if you're not maintaining, if you're not cultivating, if you're not looking into that garden even a little deeper, are there not other areas that will come and take root and start to grow and to blossom as well? It's true. And you know, the other thing is this. This season, we're going to get into some serious topics. And I'm not just talking about superficial, lighthearted topics. We're going to delve deep into this thing called ego. Because we're even going to get into that ego-driven behavior versus narcissism. You know, the word that seemed to have become the buzzword of 2023 all the way up to 24 and maybe beyond. But guess what? It's not a buzzword. but we're going to really get the understanding of it, so we're not labeling people incorrectly. Or maybe you've been in relationships and you called the person a narcissist, but they really was just ego driven. But you got to understand what it looks like. You have to understand what it feels like and the texture of what it is. And when we have unchecked egos, it imprints and it makes different impressions, even in our relationships, that it starts to stagnate the partners that we are with, that they can't grow. It starts to stagnate the progression of where you want to be and how you want to be. Now, I told you guys I was going to share even a story with you all about even myself. Because, see, I think, like, even that song, like Beyonce, got a big ego. I had a big ego at one point in time. And I mean, like, I tell you guys, I have been given a beautiful gift and voice. I sing, I dance, I do a lot of things. I have a lot of talent. But inside of that, sometimes because you're young and you can do certain things and you got all these different elements in your life, you also get a big head. And sometimes that ego kind of rolls out with you without you. Let's put it that way. It doesn't roll with you. It rolls without you. It enters before you enter. And I know for myself that at one point in time, I wasn't overly a humble person. And I've learned in a space and place of humility and growth and how that looks and feels. Not taking or drawing back from certain things that will benefit someone else. Not always like, well, I'm going to do it because I know I'm the best at it. And that's how I would even think sometimes. Well, there's no need for me to ask somebody because it's not going to get done anyway, right? Because they're not going to do it like I do. Well, ends up that doing that for a while, that nobody can do it like how I can do it. And I was starting to burn the candle at both ends and the middle. And I was so exhausted and I was so tired from everything and I was still putting on more. I was like, oh, put another hat on. One afternoon, I came in and I was just, I was frustrated and I was sitting there. And my business partner says to me, so what day are you going to ask for help? And I looked at them like, what? And they said, what day are you going to ask for help? And I was like, well, if you think I need help, why didn't you say I needed help? And they were like, so it's beyond you to ask for help. You cannot ask for help. See, ego doesn't allow us to ask for help. And we may need genuine help. So it requires that we get that in check. Because, see, it wasn't in check for me. Now, I understand that delegation, relegation, all of the elements of what causes a beautiful wheel to work takes other aspects and other people in it to get it churning and moving correctly. Ego no longer stands in the way of me asking for help. So in turn, whispers, how are you not allowing yourself to break free? Or how is it that maybe you're not tapping into a deeper sense of where you need to place or how you see that ego? Being told we have another question in queue. You're on Whispers in a Bottle. What's your question?
Yeah, let's suppose you have a friend who's very egotistical. You like her very much, but like I said, she's very egotistical. So how do you help her cure herself of her egoistic attitude?
Oh, what a good question. I love it. So listen, a lot of times we do have associates or friends or people we know that have a lot of bravado, that they have a lot of ego, that are led, ego-driven people. But you realize for a person to be able to correct the behavior, they have to see the behavior. Meaning this, we spoke of that ego-driven. So individuals who are ego-driven are primarily motivated by the desire to enhance their self. They don't even have that ability to even see certain things, but they're not lacking in compassion, but it's all about them. It's all about me, me, me. If we as people or associates keep feeding that beast, how do they have that space and place of introspection? See, it requires that they want to make changes. And see, that's why in a later discussion, I'm going to help you to understand that, is it really ego-driven behavior or is it narcissism? Because see, you may love this person. This person may be a great person. You see their beautiful qualities. But in turn, instead of it being ego, they're really a narcissist. And let me tell you something. You're going to be surprised with what I share with you with regards to narcissistic people and why a certain way that they are and how they are and what you cannot do. So this season, we're going to really pull open all the curtains. But see, when we have friends that are moving in certain ways that are maybe not a great investment to themselves, this beautiful person that they love so much and they have beautiful qualities, but she's ego-driven. How is it that I can help her to see it? Well, first of all, you have to bring it to the attention of how it makes you feel. How does it bring the value of you into that space? Because see, for people, we have to want to change. We can't want change for others. They have to have it for themselves. And if it starts to alienate or remove the friendships that have been key components in their life, and I guarantee this person has been such a beautiful friend to this person who is ego-driven, it has to be a point in a space and place that you no longer are willing to coddle, nor are you willing to promote, nor are you willing to allow them to continue to step over, step on your feelings, your thoughts, because that's the only way that they can be able to see the accountability for where they are. So it requires that sometimes we have to hold the mirror up so they can see themselves. And sometimes that mirror means that we have to step back so they can step up and see. See, Whispers, these are powerful discussions. And we're going to delve deeper and deeper into understanding the ego. And you know, I always tell you guys that each discussion is a layer to the next discussion. So today was your introduction, your welcome back into our beautiful Whisperers Lounge. I'm so excited to be back with this season. I have to tell you all that on my spring break, I didn't really take like a relaxing break. I really took a working break. But in that space and place of developing and growing and having different discussions and dissecting different things that I wanted to bring into our safe zone, I just know that this season is going to be just as impactful as last season. And I think it's going to help us to even step into a space and place of development that we may not have ever been willing to look at before. So I encourage you to make sure that you subscribe to the Whisperers Exchange. There's going to be some new things that are happening inside of there. Maybe you all will see coming up the new one that's coming out. You'll see the big changes that we've made. We want to hear from you more. So as I tell you all constantly, write into us at information@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. It's information@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And please put your questions right into us. I'm answering your questions. I'm going to be doing some extra lives even on our YouTube, on our Instagram channel. So make sure that you're following Instagram, because this discussion is leading to bigger and more bolder discussions that we're going to be having, because that's how powerful this topic is. And don't forget that we have our post show, which is at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:15 Central Standard Time, 1:15 Pacific Standard Time on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle. And let me just tell you, I got some homework for you guys to do that even will help you with those that maybe are in relationship with those that may have a big ego, how it's going to even help you to be able to see what you need to do to maneuver inside those relationships as well. So, Whisperers, I'm so glad for us to be back. I look forward to us to continue this discussion. Don't forget that we have our pre-show at 1 o'clock on the Noom Vibe app, which used to be the Wisdom app. They changed their name. It's a beautiful platform, and we're birthing some great discussions on our pre-show because the pre-show is our appetizer hour to this show. So I'm telling you, each show just builds and makes a beautiful feast for you. So make sure that you're over there. And if you haven't joined the Noom Vibe app yet, send us a DM over on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast so we can get an invitation to you. And there's also a live link in our description box as well over there on Instagram. So welcome back, Whisperers. My name is Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. But by far, I'm always so honored to say that I am the host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, and I look forward to birthing another dynamic discussion with you guys. See you at 4:15 over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle. All right, guys. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show, like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.